AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's Lance. This is Lance today. He's getting some of that salchicha. You think Lance right now is getting some of that salchicha?
Oh, yeah. Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
One of my favorite things y'all play. I still listen to the show when I can.
You do?
Yeah. Like when I'm driving to the gym, driving back, listen to y'all. What happened? Ooh, that's a lot of...
Why is she getting hit with all those hot dogs?
I'm not getting those tweets, which is great.
You're not?
Yeah, I'm good with that. There's a lot of content that I shouldn't be seeing that y'all are getting right now on Twitter. Which, by the way, if you want to follow me, I'm on Instagram, at Raheel Doing Things. El Gordo sends me reels all day long. Instead of going to the gym, Irv will literally be on Instagram just sending me content all day. I'm like, bro, I'm going to use this time to walk 10,000 steps and you'd be good.
Wow. Yeah. Again,
No, I'm just giving you an update.
I know, but why? Poor Irv.
Poor Irv.
I mean, that's our guy. Okay. He threw two shades this week.
He did.
Okay.
Rockets won last night.
The Rockets did win last night.
How many people got to see? Exclusively a Peacock game.
Yeah, but it's looking all over for it.
Man, Peacock really
that
is.
Sucked. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night is. Oh, yeah, no.
Tomorrow's ESPN, right?
Tonight, the Cougs are playing Tennessee.
That's going to be good.
On TNT.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
In the Players.
5 ball, o'clock.
Players era
ball? Something. Tournament, whatever.
Player it's Haters Ball.
No.
That's a cool tournament that they're doing.
Yeah.
It's fun.
My only issue is, am I going to be saddled with Bruce Pearl making another appearance? Because he came on, sat with the play-by-play team, and Candace Parker was there, Tennessee Vol, Lady Vol legend. Apparently, she was dating someone on Bruce Pearl's roster, and he told a story while she was sitting there. Hey, could you not break up with him today? We got a big game. And Candace, look, a couple of my guys are interested. Make a decision for Team Unity. So he told that story yesterday, sitting right next to her on the broadcast.
How did she take that?
She was just laughing. Apparently, she and Bruce Pearl have a good relationship back from when she was on campus.
She's married to...
She used to be married to Sheldon Williams. Williams. I don't think they're married anymore.
I never got that one.
Yeah, I remember when it was a thing, you voiced your confusion about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like Beyonce. Don't get it.
At least Jay-Z is Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Sheldon Williams is Sheldon Williams.
Lord.
How many years did he play? In the NBA? 2 years?
Well, she used to be married to Sheldon Williams. Now she's married to an Anna.
Huh?
You heard me. She's married to an Anna. She played basketball
too.
Good for
her. Anna's probably a lot better looking than Sheldon Williams.
Anna's a former Russian basketball player, and now she's married to Candace Parker.
Man.
Yeah.
Good happiness for them, man. That's awesome. Good, good.
Russian,
yeah. Well, they spend a lot of time overseas.
Anna Petrikova.
Maybe when she played overseas, she met her. I don't know how it came about, but yeah. Sheldon Williams turned her off.
Damn.
Oh, man. Well, listen. Wouldn't you trade teams if you were married to Sheldon Williams?
Well, that means I've already traded teams. Mm. If I'm married to Sheldon Williams, I've already traded teams.
They have a baby together, too.
They had a baby?
Sheldon Williams and Candace Parker. Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I do remember that.
Have y'all ever turned somebody to the other team?
You mean because of how bad you were?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe
I've never, no.
Have you ever flipped someone because of how great you were?
You flipped a commit?
Yeah. Have you flipped a commit? Did you cause a decommit?
Yo.
At any point?
Candace decommitted.
From heterosexuality?
In their portal?
In a portal.
I see. You didn't have to do that. We were already having fun.
He did this.
He did. Did you? You've never flipped a commit.
I'm trying to think if I don't flipped a commit.
Yeah, it's hard to because you can't get them on the phone. You can't get them.
It's true.
You know, it's hard to get them.
But that's why face to face contact matters. The in home matters.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. You've never caused a decommit, though, have you?
Never. Okay. I haven't.
Got it.
Raheel probably has.
I'm trying to think if I've caused a decommit. Like, if I dated somebody and then the next person she dated was a she.
Was a she, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You
probably know. Somehow it would come back to you if that happened.
Yeah. I've lived such a grand life, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So many good memories.
And now you're married with children. It's part of your past anyway. It doesn't matter.
She wants to decommit all the time. She's like, I'm out.
Seems like, yeah. They become non-committal.
At this point, it's like, I'm good.
Retiring even. Yeah. Just walk away from the sport.
Right.
Could you imagine? I have to move? I would have to move out of here? Or you? Like, it's just too much work.
It's just, yeah.
We'll just, nah. You watch your game. I'm going to go upstairs watch whatever I'm watching.
You'll have to do the dishes every night too, because by yourself.
Nah,
you just throw them away.
I'll just use paper plates
and throw them out.
Recycle them.
Yeah, you still doing that bit?
Oh, all the time.
You do
all the time. I do the bit.
Yeah, the dishes.
Yeah, I hate doing the dishes.
Yeah,
I hate it, but it's all good. Small price you pay for happiness.
Is that what it is? Happiness?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you guys feeling about the Aggies-Longhorns game?
How do you feel about this?
Let me see. What is this? Is this Yell Leader stuff?
It's Yell Leader stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good content this week between Aggies and Longhorns, right? Everyone's making fun of each other, taking their shots. I'm telling you right now, if the Longhorns pull off this upset, which it is right now, I believe they are underdogs by 2.5 points, right? Is the line I saw yesterday. Man, the bleep talking that's going to happen is going to be phenomenal.
I wanted to hear from Longhorn Scott this morning. I mean, he called in and then he hung up, but
he doesn't like to win.
I'm sure he's. I don't know what he thinks about this game.
Oh, he thinks that the Longhorns are going to win?
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know. I think
Longhorn Scott picked against the Longhorns?
Never, but you don't know. He might.
I know.
You don't know. He might. He might pick against them, right?
Against the Aggies? Never.
No.
For the Aggies, yeah.
He would never pick the Longhorns.
He loves the Aggies.
What?
He's a big fan.
No. He was upset at me on a personal level that I was doing a show on Texags with my best friend, David Nuno.
He was upset with you about this?
Like, he put it on my
betrayal.
On my personal Facebook. He's like, really, Texags? I'm like,
he hates that website.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
He considers it a betrayal.
Are you paying me? Yes or no? If Longhorn Scott wants to pay me every week.
Oh, it's all just about money for you and your betrayal?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. It's all about money. Yes.
Well, now Longhorn Scott's learned a lesson.
There, he's calling in. You say his name 3 times, you will summon him.
He's like Candyman?
Yep.
Shout out to Tony Todd, RIP.
I don't know how. I'm watching Elaine Kiffin yesterday doing a press conference. How does he keep doing this when he's leaving and this is it?
Are you sure he's leaving?
I'm positive.
He loves old
guys. Why would he not say I'm staying?
Because it's more fun.
It's more fun, more attention.
I think he likes attention. Drama. I do think he's going, but why would he allow this to roll on? I think he likes the attention of it all.
Is it because Ole Miss? Look, they're in the CFP, right? You can win there. Is it just because you might not be able to win a national title because of the money?
Yeah, you don't know what kind of support they have there.
The NIL money? Is that it?
Yeah. You don't know what kind of support they have.
Because they're willing to pay him a lot of money on the coaching front.
Yeah.
Right? I've heard their numbers aren't that far off.
You got to live in Oxford.
But he loves it there.
Is he?
Have you heard him talk about it?
Yeah,
everyone
well,
loves Oxford. At least when I hear about people talk about that place,
he loves that place. Like he has a great routine. He loves the people around him.
Is Baton Rouge so much better than Oxford when it comes to SEC college towns?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Gainesville, I mean, Gainesville. All of them, Auburn, mm-mm. they're all.
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference?
What's the big, but, is it just the NIL money then? Because on a part, the coaching salary, it's about the same, if not, we don't know, Ole Miss, they might be giving him $10
million. Yeah,
I don't know what the official number is.
We don't know what kind of support he gives his coaching staff, you know what I'm saying? What kind of support he's got for the player, for the NIL, you know, all of that stuff.
Will LSU be able to provide
all
that?
The facilities, by the way, the facilities are not even close.
Even with all that, they're still winning.
Yeah.
You can build the facilities if you get to the CFP.
Can you win it all at Ole Miss?
Yes. Why not?
I wouldn't rule it out.
I wouldn't rule it out either, but it's hard. It's harder.
It's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
I guess the main thing in LSU's favor is like, now did take a 2-loss season in 2007, but Les Miles won a title at LSU. And Ed Orgeron won one, so.
But that was a long time ago.
No, what I'm saying is.
You got to.
It's probably.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, but in a different format.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It was. This format changes everything.
But
it does change
it
a
does,
lot.
It does, but.
Yeah. Listen.
Who can win?
The bar that you have to clear at Ole Miss mm-hmm. as far as who you can recruit, the access to them. Yeah. Louisiana's. Look, Ole Miss. I mean, Mississippi produces talent, but not like Louisiana.
Okay.
So. Yeah. The access into Texas as well for the LSU coach, it all plays a part. Gotcha. It's an easier job at LSU as far as accruing talent than it is at Ole Miss.
And then going back to the national title, you can win a national title at LSU and then you have two bad seasons that rush you out of town. Get out of here.
It didn't help that.
You were the chosen one.
Yeah.
You were one of them.
Well, they're gonna have such a contract that, oh, well, thanks.
And,
bye. Also,
and Ed was doing stuff.
Yeah, Ed brought a lot of that on himself. Mm-hmm. Who wants to talk Rockets there?
I cannot see the name.
Yeah, I can't either.
Bring him up.
You got a... he's got a...
Caller.
There he is. Oh, it's Lazy J.
Hey.
He was called out. Now, La Raza called Lazy J out. He called you out. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I ain't worried about Fat Boy over there. He shut his fat ass up and keep playing.
Hold on, Lazy J.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Brown Pride?
What's
Black
up?
Pride,
how you doing?
What's good?
You doing all right, man?
Man, I'm glad they got you back on the show. Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You know, I'm getting it every day. I'm trying to be like you, man. I want to play with the Muslims, bro. I'm out there in Aliana all the time, bro. You won't even hit me up.
Hey, I didn't know you were out in Aliana. Yeah, does Lazy J sound more urban this time out?
Yeah, and he's the whitest black guy
I
ever seen.
I think I'm more black than Dale. Dale kind of lost it with that TRL reference that he said earlier.
Sorry, I was a
TRL,
child of...
106 in Park, baby. Come on, man.
What?
You can watch both.
I can't watch both?
I don't know. I wasn't watching TRL.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're so black. You never saw TRL. You're right. I'm sorry. You're the blackest person here. Got it. Go ahead.
Lazy J. Definitely put Backstreet Boys on a mixtape.
A CD.
He sure did, definitely.
No, he's talking about
definitely
you.
Definitely gave it to the white girl down the street.
No, you.
Yeah, you. He wasn't talking about me. He was talking about you.
Oh, no, not me.
All right, what you got, Lazy J?
But I wanted to throw some, not really shade, but I'm going to throw some shade at Şengün, man. He's a pass-first player, and I see a lot of them, nobody's talking about it. If it was LeBron, you know, LeBron does that. And they talk about, oh, LeBron, he don't want to shoot.
What?
But Şengün should be shooting every time. Right?
Well, hold on.
He's not fast, right?
How did you bring this to LeBron?
What?
Everything to LeBron.
What the?
No, because y'all always hate on LeBron. He's a pass first. He came forward.
No, you're bringing up hate from like early in his career.
Are we Skip Bayless? Yeah. What are we talking about?
Talking about? This is nuts. Lazy J.
He's never been a pass first player. Don't
but
do that.
Early in his career, he got criticized in big moments for passing. Yes.
He's talking about 20 something years ago now.
This was literally 20
years
ago.
He's won four titles since that point. This is Skip Bayless stuff.
Lazy J.
Come on.
No, but y'all, come on now.
Who's y'all?
Who?
Who's y'all?
Who?
Y'all, y'all the host, y'all ESPN Houston, right?
We don't talk about LeBron.
You know, the only time I talk about LeBron is how much he sucks.
We don't actually have basketball conversations about LeBron.
No.
LeBron, John will hate on him, but that ain't about basketball.
No.
Jay.
Come on.
I mean, he's always why is he always on the first page of a book?
John just hates LeBron because he's married to a black girl. He never got in trouble.
What?
He beat up his friend. That's what... You know what I'm saying? John want to see him with like 4 or 5 baby mamas.
Is that true, John?
What?
Are
you talking about?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
John is LeBron.
No.
John is also married to a black woman, has great kids, and only reads the first page of a book.
That's it. That's all LeBron does. He's always on the first page.
I love Lazy J.
What's he talking about?
We are so bad.
What are you talking about?
Somehow,
by the way, LeBron blows.
Rip Shingun, but defend LeBron.
And why does he pass up every big shot, Lazy J?
What? I was not ready for Shingun to LeBron comparisons today.
I mean, what is wrong with you, Lazy J?
If anything, I wish Shingun passed a little bit more in big moments. Like, I don't want you to take that weak hook shot right now. That was Dell who said it. For those listening in Turkey.
Oh, no.
It was not me.
Dell V2.
Nope.
I'm not catching Turkish hate.
I didn't say it.
I don't want Turkish hate.
I think any shot Shingun takes is a great one.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind him taking that shot.
Take all the shots
you
want, sir.
Do it. I mean, last year he came up short a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
He short armed it. Yeah, he short armed it a few times.
Shoot
but
him.
Not this year.
Keep shooting.
Now he's driving on the Greek freak. He's driving on not Jokic so much.
Less so on Friday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not on him.
Yeah, not on Friday.
No. No. He didn't drive on anyone.
Why do you hate LeBron?
He's always
I've
had
always
an
hated
issue.
LeBron because he's a phony. He's a phony.
Raheel's a phony. You don't hate him.
Yeah, he does.
Raheel's a phony. You don't hate him.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate Raheel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was mistaken. I apologize.
You know, nobody's phonier than
Raheel. What are you talking about?
Raheel's genuine in his phoniness.
Huh?
I know I'm phony.
Yeah.
Oh, LeBron's
no,
aware.
It's a
self-awareness
stick.
For Raheel.
Yeah.
LeBron's not aware.
None. He's got none.
Okay.
LeBron's got no self-awareness. None. 927 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. Come on in.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. This is our – is this our – did you combine or anything, or are we on schedule? Or we still got
as
two breaks
as we
left?
Can be. We have this segment, and then we have
– three?
News of the Weird. No, another segment after that.
Yeah, we got three. We got three breaks left.
Well, two.
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 Right. One if you play it correctly.
Incorrectly, actually.
Just do News of the Weird for the final 27 minutes.
You just want to do News of the Weird?
Yeah. Oh. I do want to mention one thing. So, December 6th, Houston fighter Josh Van taking on Alex Pantoja for the UFC 125 title. Josh Van came
you
up
just
through.
Said a lot of words yeah. that I just had no idea what.
Houston fighter Josh Van.
Okay.
Came up through Fury Fighting Championship. I do play-by-play for them on UFC Fight Pass. Just wrapped up 4 years with them. Called all of his fights. He got to the UFC, went 8-1, and now he's fighting for the title December
6th. No way.
24 years old.
No way.
Dude, in 5 years, he went from an amateur with Fury to fighting for the 125 title.
So this is where you start.
December 6th. Yeah. We're the number one pipeline to the UFC right now.
Really?
Every month somebody's getting called up. It's so much fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
And how are the fights?
Amazing. Yeah. We had a card on Friday night. 8 fights in the main card. 6 finishes. Including one guy who I thought died.
Ooh.
It was brutal. He started shaking and stuff. Hayden was there.
What'd she say?
She was like, that was awesome. Yeah. She likes a good fight.
And she likes a guy shaking and you think might
be
dead?
He got up. He was fine. It was probably the KO of the year. But December 14th, right here in Houston, we've got our biggest card coming up. 3 title fights at Fury Fighting Championship. Get your tickets at furyfights.tv. It's going to be a long day of fights.
Where is it?
At the Imagine venues on 59 and Aldine Mall. So it's this great, it's like a Latin dance club the night before, and it turns into the best MMA venue because it has, you got cage side seats, and then you've got like a riser area, so you're over the cage. It's phenomenal. If you're in town, you've got to come one day. Lance came
to one. The 14th? Yeah. I think I might be in town.
Lance came to one of them. He was like, I'm coming to all of them now. His son loved it. It's great. Well, good fights. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Snacks is fighting now.
They're all in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. Okay, so what is it? Where do you get tickets again?
FuryFights.tv.
FuryFights.tv. And so you can watch you do the play-by-play?
Yeah, do play-by-play on UFC Fight Pass, which is their UFC's digital streaming side. And then you can watch the prelims on the Fury Fighting Championship Facebook or YouTube pages, but the main card is on UFC Fight Pass. 1,000 fights. I've called 1,000 fights.
You called 1,000 fights?
Dude, on the 14th, I have probably 25 to 30 fights to call. It's a stacked card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
You go to this thing and there's 25 fights?
Yeah. On this one, usually it's about 13 to 18.
Boy,
but
they
he's
just
stacked. I mean, there's going to be.
What if they all go to distance?
I know. I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
Wow.
Usually they don't, but yeah, it ends up being a long day.
Yeah.
It's like 6+ hours of broadcasting.
That is a long day. Nice. Nice.
But when you love what you do, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It sucks sometimes. Especially the distances, man. Ugh. It can be a long day, man.
All right. Well, we got, well, you want to do 24 minutes of just,
News of the Weird?
News of the Weird.
You might as well. We've done 2.5 hours worth of News of the Weird.
So basically, well. Basically.
Rockets won. Cougs won.
Cougs what played else? Tonight.
Yeah.
Tennessee. On TNT, 5 o'clock. So you got to be there for that. Rockets don't play tonight.
Nope. Texas takes on Kentucky. SEC volleyball final tonight.
Yeah, that's all. No one cares. And you can get your perv on watching that if you want.
Oh,
no, you're just there for the competition.
I'm there.
And a chance to see an SEC title be handed out.
I'm there to tell a 10-year-old, my daughter, like, oh, you see how she set the ball? And she's like, I don't know. Look, this is how you're supposed to do it. Look how low she's getting on the bumps. Like, I'm trying to teach her stuff as she's watching. She's just like, okay.
Okay, and I just watched that.
She's like, can we go play? Yeah. I have to take her to volleyball practice at 1 o'clock.
You do? Yeah. What a good dad.
Dude, I'm there all the time.
Yeah. What a good dad.
You have
you're a girl dad.
A volleyball practice wife? Like another mom who you just hang out with and talk while the girls are playing?
I did on the last team. This team, she joined a...
Was she hot?
Hot? Nah, she's all right. She's all right. Yeah, like, enough to talk to. This team I haven't yet. She just joined a new team, so I'm still getting used to it. There's a dad who comes, which is great. He's a little bit older too, so I get words of wisdom.
You do.
Yeah,
you call him Unk?
Call him Unk. You know kids call me Unk now?
Of course.
Well, you
I am an Unk.
You're old now.
When I go play basketball with these young guys, like, dang, good move, Unk. hurtful that is?
Hey guys, stop.
You still got your same hops?
No,
he's got bad knees, man.
Dude, I had 2 knee surgeries in the last year.
Oh, dude.
I'm just,
that's terrible.
It was great for the health industry.
Mm-hmm.
They made some money, bro.
Those kids are calling him Raheel Embiid.
And now, and you're still playing?
Still playing.
Well, you tend to cost your family more money.
He loves basketball.
I love basketball. I can't quit the game.
I can't quit you, basketball.
I love hooping.
I can't quit you.
You can't do it as much as you want because you...
Yeah. I can only play once a week
bone
now,
on bone.
But man, I love it.
You need to rush. You need to give that up. Start drinking.
Play pickleball a little bit more. Pickleball is the reason I think I hurt my knees.
Pickleball?
Yeah, dude, pickleball is rough.
I blew out a calf playing pickleball.
Pickleball is rough, man.
Pickleball is... It's one of the... It's the worst contact sport out
this
there right now.
This is the worst thing.
It is... Adele, this is not a joke. No. The number one injury that PTs are seeing patients come in for is pickleball.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's mostly open.
You guys aren't stretching enough? What's
no,
the deal?
No, it's that.
I popped a calf.
You're not
you
the only one.
You just think you're out there. Hey, I'm not doing much. You got to stretch.
You don't stretch. You don't warm up.
No.
You're like, oh, I'm just playing against old people.
It's, yeah.
And then look at you.
I know somebody who tore his Achilles playing. Same thing. Like, oh, I'm just going to go play.
No.
It's just pickleball.
Well, how do you stretch your Achilles, like, honestly?
You can warm up. Yeah. You can warm up.
You don't have to go full ghost. You got to warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's a little. Here's a little. An Oklahoma 7-Eleven clerk and a mom of three was fired.
Oh, no.
After shooting a customer.
Oh, whoa.
Did they deserve it?
The customer attacked her.
Then why is she fired?
I need to be. I don't know.
Is it because 7-Eleven. Because she brought her own gun to 7-Eleven? They're not allowed to do that?
A man came in, tried to pay for a trove of junk food with a counterfeit $100 bill. It was Monopoly money. She was like, we ain't doing that. She called the man out on the bill being bogus. He began threatening her and became erratic. So she shot him. I mean,
you said Oklahoma?
You're trying to pass a bogus $100 bill?
And not even a good one. Monopoly money.
No, it wasn't really Monopoly money, but it wasn't very good.
Wasn't
She detected it.
You said it was
She's working 7-Eleven. I don't know that she's a bank teller. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they teach you that over there. You got to get the pen out right? Now I think you just hold it up and there's like that like strip or something. Because my dad, when I used to work at Perfume Time, anytime anything over 50, so it was a 50 or 100, we have to get that pen out to mark it.
Yeah.
And that, I felt so, I was like, ooh, responsibility. And I took a counterfeit bill one time.
You did?
Hell yeah.
Well done.
Dumb kid.
He's like, you had one job.
What a dumb kid I raised.
One job.
Your sister would have never done that.
Your sister would have known right now. She was the smart one on that day. Okay. So, I mean, should she be fired?
No.
If it was her own personal gun, you probably can't bring that to work. So maybe.
Well, hold on. There's no 7-Eleven issued guns, though.
So it's hers. You're probably not allowed to bring your own gun to work.
So then they need to issue her a station
shouldn't you
gun.
Shouldn't you have a 7-Eleven gun?
A 7-Eleven gun?
Yeah.
Branded?
Yeah. Yeah. We can do that. All right. Let's break it. Do News of the Weird. Well, you playing
a hit.
Well, we can still go to break. It's a little taste. Everyone just gets a little taste.
Yeah, it's a little taste of what's to come next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back. It seems South Padre. You ever been to South Padre?
Love South Padre.
South Padre. Well, the former mayor there, his name is Dennis Stahl. He's 73 years old.
Okay.
He was the mayor there from 2017 till he resigned in 2019. He was out to dinner with his wife and family, 73 years old.
All right.
Got up from the table, went over to the 22-year-old waitress. And here is what he said. He said, hey, if I pay you $500 a month, can I be your sugar daddy and you'll have sex with me twice a month?
$500?
73 to a 22-year-old. $500 a month.
That's a man who's never...
Seems to me...
That was like a first-time thing for him.
Ooh, I don't know.
Because the market...
It seems like, I don't know, maybe the entire thing just overwhelmed him. You're eating dinner one minute.
Yeah.
The next minute, you're up away from the table propositioning the 22-year-old waitress with $500 a month.
He saw an opportunity, he had to act on it. I'm telling you, this is his first time because that is not the going rate.
Yeah, that's not.
500?
Well, maybe he was doing this 40 years ago and 500 was a lot.
500, yeah, back then.
Yeah. I mean, you got to up your prices.
It needs to be 10K minimum.
10K a month?
That's what I've heard on Instagram.
What?
10K a month. That's your cheap sugar daddy.
Who?
For sugar daddy.
Or a random waitress?
No.
Or a girl who,
that's
or a
way
woman
high.
Who does this.
No.
Now, if you don't want to be in the news and actually arrested for your proposition, then, yeah.
Is that solicitation? Is
it
that what
is,
he got caught for?
Yeah.
500, man. Okay, 2K?
The, man, the,
what's
two,
That's
a couple thousand, I would think.
Padre Island.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a little bit less expensive.
I would imagine, though, it got him, I mean, up from the table. She might be, she might have been pretty hot, you know. So, yeah.
To risk it all, $500
I don't know. Yeah, for 500. That just doesn't seem, like enough.
What if he's like, that's just the opening offer?
Wait, you can counter.
Counter with some.
This is how we do
it's
this.
It's called a negotiation.
Yes, that's right. Bret Hart seems to be a little bitter. He says that Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon had a sexual relationship. Do you think, do you want to see Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon?
Did you get...
What do you say? Did you want to see?
Do you want to see that?
What do I... No.
Did you get NBA Suntelled? And all that stuff.
I saw.
Is this real?
I think it's real.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's in the Bro Bible.
At least Bret Hart thinks it's real.
Yeah, wow. Bret Hart went back to Montreal, site of the...
Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah.
Famously.
Famous Montreal Screwjob. And I think he might just be a little bitter.
A little? You think?
Yeah.
So, him putting that out there on a podcast, putting the words, and like he's owning up to it, will he get sued for that? Because that's...
Well, Vince is dead.
Vince is not dead?
He's Vince? Not dead.
No, no. Well, he's dead from the business.
Taking a step back from the business.
Oh, I thought he died.
No, he's not
No,
dead.
That's Hogan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Hogan passed away.
Rest in peace, brother.
No, I mean, I'll prove it. I just think you did. I don't
like
know.
It's pretty...
You don't know?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Nobody knows except for those two.
Yeah, but he said I would tell him to her. Hey, listen, I'm not talking behind their back. I would tell him. I would say it to Sean if he was right here. I would actually really like to have Sean come clean and say, look, we were lovers.
Wow.
Because I'm sure they were.
Would that make him feel better about the Montreal Screwjob? Because that was one of the lowest moments in pro wrestling history and his career, obviously.
If Vince was doing his lover a favor, it'd make him feel better?
Would he be like, would he finally give it up? Like, okay.
Mm. An unemployed son dressed up as his dead mom to collect her pension. I mean, this is really Ed Gein kind of stuff. This is really...
Did he look like her?
Well,
let me see.
That's what he looked like as a woman. Not great. I don't know which. I don't know how close that is to her. Let's see if there's any pictures of her.
Oh,
no.
That's terrible.
But she... Oh, there she is. Look.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know what? Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I know. It's not bad.
Thank you. Do you want my dead mom's clothes?
So, I mean...
That's not bad. But the whole, like, going up there and they look at the paperwork.
Yeah.
Like, actually, you've been dead for 2 years now.
Yeah, well, but no, not if you don't. Yeah. Hey, no, I'm still alive. Look, give me my money. I don't think. Listen, is he finessing the game? Or is that.
Yeah, is that finesse?
Is he actually robbing? Is he stealing?
I think it might be stealing.
Her mom or his mom earned the pension.
But do you.
Doesn't the family
are you
get,
entitled to that?
Don't they get a little taste?
I don't know that.
I thought, well. Pension as well, Social Security. I mean, I think you can still. Hey, he might just like to dress up like his mom. I don't know.
That's how he connects with her.
Yeah. Do you want my dead mom's clothes?
He's asking some questions.
Man.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Yo, this economy is making people do some wild things.
Yeah, no. In this economy,
that's why that old man went up to that waitress was 500. In this economy,
in this. It's like at least 1,000. You're like, yeah, but look, this is
Come
Trump's
on.
America.
Yeah. You're working it off of tips. Come on.
Tariffs, baby.
A man was arrested after setting a woman on fire for not getting him a beer.
Oh, gosh. That's brutal.
What's that face, John? What?
Why wouldn't you just get him the beer? Doing?
Well, he didn't know that. She didn't know she was going to get set on fire.
What kind of beer was it?
If it was sludge like Guinness, you would think guilty for the guy?
Guilty. What, if she wouldn't get him a Coors Light?
What?
But if it was a Coors Light, she wouldn't be there. It's so cold. You can't even create the flame.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
Would the love train be running through so the fire
the train
could be lit?
Would come right.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Probably not.
I don't
time.
John doesn't really dive deep.
He doesn't really dive deep.
That's the one thing. I ask questions. Lance doesn't. I need to know what's happening.
I like to ask questions.
Yeah.
Lance blames me. Hey, you're trying to keep us longer.
No, it's not murder, so she's all right. He got charged with assault.
So she didn't die.
How much was she set on fire?
He poured alcohol on her shirt and lit it.
The flame was successful. He tried to do
it. He absolutely did.
Oh, man.
I don't think it's the appropriate reaction.
No.
If you want to know the truth. But
no,
she should have just got him
a
beer.
There's no buts in this one.
Stop saying that. No, there's no.
I mean.
End of story right there.
This isn't a case of like he threw a beer bottle at her. This is like he lit.
Even that would be terrible.
Yeah, but I'm trying to give John some.
No, don't. Just end it there.
But even still.
This is not the appropriate response.
You can't be like, could have been justified if this happened. No. It's no justification.
A 41-year-old man died after not pooping for an entire month. Didn't poop for a month.
What?
And he died of constipation. Of extreme constipation.
Did he get help?
Yeah. The poop became lodged in his body.
Why would you? You're the one bringing the stories and getting disgusted.
It was entirely avoidable, apparently.
Yes.
He had a bloated stomach. He did not have a bowel movement for several weeks. I think that's a tough way to go. I don't want to go from, dying from constipation. I don't know. It seems like your stomach, everything bloated. I mean... Do you have any boo-boo juice?
Apparently not.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many solutions out
there.
This
was very avoidable.
What's your choice, John? Alcohol poisoning?
That would be fine by me.
Yeah,
I had to go?
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah. I mean, if there's only... my death of choice? Yeah. Alcohol poisoning would be great.
I mean,
he died doing what he loved.
Ending it in your sleep, I think I'd take over alcohol poisoning.
I
wanna
wait. No, I
you
want to
be alive when it happens?
I want to be able to like get the final moments. I don't want to go to sleep and then I'm like, am I dreaming? Am I dead?
Well, it's probably.
You'll be in heaven.
Thank you.
You'll have 72 virgins, right?
Thank you for believing in me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You'll know
at least
because
with alcohol poisoning, you're like,
you'll
I
know
don't
you're
about
dead.
To go.
Wait a minute. The 72 virgin thing, didn't you have to like do something for that to happen?
Oh. Yeah.
Wasn't that what the hijackers were supposedly motivated by?
That would mean I would have to read the book.
Yeah, I mean that would mean
like if
you'd have to actually do something.
Yeah, look it up. Well, John's the one who said it, so I just assumed
I thought everybody gets 72.
Can we chat GPT this?
Right. Trying.
About my religion.
Yeah. Can you find out?
Let me see.
It's not just a regular death. It's not a regular death that gets you
Hey,
sent
Siri, my co-host is saying... No, I'm not going to ask that.
And there's a dispute of whether this is authentic anyway. It may not be even real as far as where...
Is it 72 from the valley, like Padre Island, or is it 72 from
Are you looking for 72 L.A. versus 72 South Padre?
Yeah. 72 Wisconsin?
A Chicago 72 or Milwaukee 72?
Yikes.
Oh, Milwaukee 72 would be...
Awful. I want to stay alive.
I'll take 4.
Okay. No.
I only have room for 4.
No. Thank you. No, thank you. I don't have room for any.
Just letting
thank
you know,
you. Yeah,
there's a question about whether it's authentic... Anyway, so maybe don't.
Well, yeah, because you don't know what happens in the afterlife.
There's a belief that where that came from is in dispute.
All right.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. Oh.
You got any more? Is that
for
it?
Sure. That's it. We're done. Mopey and Mapes are next.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me, guys. That was fun.
Thank you. Are you coming tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll make it tomorrow, so have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Hook 'em. The Longhorns.
Thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's our Rahizi. We threw some shade. We got, I guess it's me and you tomorrow, Dale.
That's unfortunate.
Yep.
Can you rustle up a co-host?
It's
somebody to help
you
out.
Where do you get a co-host
mayor.
Short notice?
Get the mayor from Padre Island.
Man,
he's free.
He's not doing anything. Well, he might be in prison. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, good
solicitation.
Good point.
Not sure. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. Don't go anywhere. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.